Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Back in the olden days, when I was a child, before there were TVs in every room and computers which streamed videos, we had one TV. And we didn't even have remote control. You had to go up and change the channel. And we hoped, as children, that Daddy was not in the room, because if there was a Western on, he turned it to that show. And he loved it so much that he would ask us to stay and watch with him. He loved Westerns because he loved good guys. And he loved it especially when he saw the good guy set his jaw and his eyes became flinty and he was ready to go in and do battle with the bad guys. And it didn't matter what the odds were and what the situation was, you knew who was good and who was bad, and the good guys always won. He loved that. And I think he liked it so much because he emulated that in his life. There were times that I saw my father's jaw set. And I always hoped it wasn't because I had done something. And his eyes would become steely gray. And he would set his mind on something. And usually it was to speak out against injustice, or it was to do something difficult. I remember quite well the day that my brother decided to shimmy up a pole because he was doing some kind of an experiment, and then he looked down, and he couldn't get down. And Daddy was terrified of heights. He rarely got up on a ladder except maybe a step or two because he really hated heights. And that time he had the flu, and Daddy got up out of his sick bed, borrowed a ladder from a neighbor, and flinted jaw walked up that ladder. I don't know what was said when he got to the top, but he did rescue my brother and bring him down safely from that ladder. It's the same look that I believe the prophet Isaiah was talking about when he says that I set my face like a flint, and I set my face to do something important and something sacrificial, and it did not matter if that was going to lead to my death. He said, I know I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. And I think that's the look that Jesus had when he mounted the colt and he started in on the parade through Jerusalem. Now, everybody else got it wrong but Jesus and I think the Pharisees. Because as Jesus set his face and the crowd erupted, you can imagine what they were thinking. These were the multitude of disciples. We often think of disciples as 12 men. But the disciples numbered into the hundreds, people whom Jesus had touched and healed and restored, and they all followed him. And I can imagine in the crowd that day was a man named Bartimaeus, who had recently had his sight restored. And I could imagine him shouting with everybody else, glory to God in the highest heaven, echoing the angel song from Jesus' birth. I can imagine Mary Magdalene, who had been tormented by demons and who was freed and joined Jesus in all his major crusades, that she was there shouting at the top of her voice. I'm sure there were people who had received their dead children back to them who were shouting at the top of their lungs. Those who had seen Jesus walk on the water were shouting. But they got it wrong because I'm sure when they saw Jesus' face set that they thought he's ready to go into Pilate's governor's mansion and say, get out. and walk up to Herod's temple and say, you're now dethroned. And eventually go to the seat of Caesar, to the seat of Rome, and say, get out. Because that's what the Messiah was going to do. And after all, he demonstrated it by being on a colt. The King of Peace was coming. So they shouted, glory to God in the highest heaven. But the Pharisees knew. They weren't great fans of Jesus, but they knew what he was doing was subversive. And they told him, tell your disciples to stop now. They were terrified because dictatorships do not look kindly on parades unless it reflects them. You notice in some of the great dictatorships that we have on our planet, when there are parades and the people are shouting and praising, it's always to the dictator. You never see a group assembled if it's not to praise the one in power. It's too dangerous. So the Pharisees said, you've got to keep them quiet. And Jesus said, too late. If they don't cry out, the very rocks are going to tremble and cry out themselves. And we said in Sunday school, wouldn't that have been cool if the rocks had joined in the chorus? The Pharisees knew and Jesus knew that what he was doing was going to lead to his death. And yet he continued. He set his face like a flint. I've seen that face before. I see it in the first responders who run into burning buildings. I see it when they're at accident scenes and they're rescuing somebody with the jaws of life. I see it with people who disregard danger because they have work to do. I see it with parents. I see it with moms when their children are in jeopardy and they become mama bears. Oh, I see it then. There are times in our lives that we must stand, regardless of the circumstances and regardless of what will happen to us. We set our faces like a flint because we have work to do. And what is the work we have to do? We have work to bring redemption to this community. We have work to bring justice to all whom we see. We have work when we see the brokenhearted to restore them. We have work to feed the hungry. We have work to be Jesus' agents. And whatever work he gives us, we set our faces like a flint. That's what Jesus did that day, knowing that his journey was going to lead to the ultimate sacrifice. The only way we can do this is when we are enlivened with the Spirit of Almighty God. Because it's so much easier to say, this isn't my problem. I want the easy way out. Life is all about me. And when we walk the path of Jesus, it is not about us. It is about God's will. And it's about restoring the poor and the brokenhearted and all of those who are in need of our tender care. So this week, this holiest of week, yes, we praise God for all the wonderful things God has done. But we also set our jaws and we have our faces flinty-like as we look to restore and heal and be God's agents. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that when the time comes for us to do what is right, that we do not have to rely on our own courage and strength, but on the great reserves that you gave us. We thank you for Jesus, who emptied himself and became a servant. We ask that you would call us to servanthood. In Jesus' name, amen.